Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. There's Brian, Austin Price. Keep those sweaters and jackets out. Going to be cool and chilly nights. Heck with the chilly nights. Tomorrow morning, 29, something like that. 28, 29 degrees.
That sounds about right.
So that's what's going to be your wake-up call and temperatures with Andrew McKay tomorrow morning. Yeah. He'll be maneuvering those temperatures for you. Clouds and rain moved out of here. I think we're looking pretty darn good at this point. Austin will be around in about 3 or 4 minutes. He'll have a complete update for us in terms of how the weather's going to play out for the next couple of days. So I think we've seen the last of rain for a while. Looking pretty good through the weekend.
Yes.
Go ahead and smile about that one. Stocks ending up today amid renewed tariff threats from the White House. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks closing higher and the S&P 500 notching its second straight record close as investors parsed minutes from the Fed's January policy meeting and digested the latest tariff announcements from President Trump. The president says he intends to impose auto tariffs in the neighborhood of 25%, along with similar duties on semiconductor and pharmaceutical imports. According to minutes from the Fed's two-day policy meeting, officials say that they want to see further progress on inflation before deciding to cut interest rates once again. The Dow winners, Johnson & Johnson, Microsoft, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, McDonald's, and Salesforce. The Dow up 71 points, the Nasdaq up 15, S&P 500 up 15. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And people are growing increasingly concerned about what the heck is going on in the skies as two people are dead after a mid-air collision between two small planes in southern Arizona. Marana police said the incident happened just before 8:30 this morning their time at the city's regional airport about 20 miles northwest of Tucson. It's unclear what led up to the incident, but the FAA and NTSB are both investigating.
You know, I will tell you this. This is not something new, these planes crashing. It's just that we're getting more of a news twist on it because it is the thing that's happening out there.
Yeah.
Following you know what I'm saying? It's just we're now reporting more on the likeness of the category. Plane crashes. So,
right.
You know, so that's how that's, they've always been there. I mean, unfortunately, but as it goes, we will continue to give you the latest information when that does happen for you. Scammy officials distributing free recyclable paint at the Perdido landfill tomorrow. Hey, this is good stuff. You're thinking about maybe doing a project, but you don't have the bucks to go out there and buy the paint. This is the way to do it. All you have to do is remember, it's 5-gallon containers. You have to bring a brand new one, and they will tell you, don't forget the lid. The lid's really an important thing. So you bring the empty container out to the Perdido landfill, and you tell them what color you want. You know, there they fill it up, and there you go. It happens between 8 and 11 tomorrow morning. They do it, by the way, on the first and third Thursday of each month. So if you need some more information about this, Scampi Waste Services, here's their number, 850-937-2160.
All righty, just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. You know, late last hour, it was really bizarre. We had a lot of backups on I-10 East traveling towards Highway 29 as you're coming from Pine Forest Road. That congestion is still there, but it's greatly decreased, and there was never any confirmation of an accident. But hey, all you need to know is that the congestion is just about cleared up. Outside of that, it's just a couple of the usual spots giving you your usual troubles. As for the weather, 56 degrees, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 47, low of 29. And yes, especially early in the morning and late at night with those wind chills kicking in, it's going to be rough.
All right. Something Andrew will deal with tomorrow morning.
That's his problem.
5 to 9, there you go. Finally, the SS United States on the way towards Mobile. That ship embarking on its last trip south to its final resting place. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more.
The SS United States, a ship with the distinction of being the fastest across the Atlantic, is on its way to Florida. The ship, christened in 1952, was a luxury liner that could be used in wartime to transport thousands of troops. It measures about 100 feet longer than the Titanic. As air travel became the way most people traveled across the ocean, its use diminished, leading to retirement in 1969. It has spent the last 29 years docked in Philadelphia. This final voyage will take the SS United States to Destin, Florida, where it will be sunk and made part of the largest artificial reef in the world. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Man, I got Fox News in our neck of the woods over this thing. All right.
That's who we are.
Yeah, not bad. Also wanted to touch on this. Senators are calling for better ethics enforcement at the Federal Reserve. Republican Rick Scott and Democrat Elizabeth Warren joining forces here, writing a letter to Fed Chair Jerome Powell expressing concern about a culture of corruption at the Fed. They urged Powell to reform the Fed's ethics policy, and they specifically blamed him for an improper response to a 2024 report about inappropriate trading, investment, and disclosure by the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta.
Okay, mortgage rates have risen above the 7% level again. It's like a roller coaster. Homeowners, home sellers, home buyers are watching the numbers. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 7.02%. Average rate on a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, around 6.46%. I'm still trying to get a handle on what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. It's just, at this point, I'm not sure anybody feels comfortable about either decision. Here's what's happened. Let me give it to you exactly what's going on as we speak this afternoon. U.S. and Russian officials have agreed to appoint high-level teams to lay out terms for an end to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. As President Trump goes after Ukrainian President Zelensky, they're throwing words. It's getting very unpredictable, if you know what I'm talking about here. This is Zelensky, Trump, good luck. Throw it up and see what comes out.
Right.
Here's more from Miami Beach.
He accused Zelensky of letting this war go on for too long and not taking a deal. And he confirmed that the U.S. supports Ukraine holding elections ahead of any peace deal. That is, of course, something that Russia has been pushing for. But the president said this is not a Russia thing. This comes from me. Zelensky fired back.
Unfortunately, President Trump, with great respect for him as a leader of the people, which we respect very much, the American people who constantly support us, unfortunately lives in this disinformation space.
President Trump responded on Truth Social with this, quote, he refuses to have elections, is very low in Ukrainian polls, and the only thing he was good at was playing Biden like a fiddle.
Alrighty, 518 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a majority of Floridians planning to take at least one vacation this year. AAA's details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
At different times in our lives, we all have problems. Health problems, financial problems, relationship problems. But at no point are any of these problems our biggest problem. The biggest problem facing mankind is the sin problem. When Jesus came to the earth, he didn't solve everyone's health troubles, although he did help a few. He didn't solve everyone's financial trouble, although he did provide food for some. He didn't solve everyone's relationship problems, although a few were helped in that way. But when Jesus came to the earth, he did solve the problem of sin for everyone. He died a substitutionary death in your place and in mine. All we have to do is call upon him for salvation. Jesus is the greatest problem solver in human history.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost, Pastor John.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's Block Party and Open House is Saturday from 10 till 2 at their five new homes on Massachusetts Avenue. Everyone is invited to see the homes and learn more about the organization. See PensacolaHabitat.org. Saturday night, it's Military Appreciation Night with the Ice Flyers. Active, retired, and vets get 50% off for your whole party in person at the box office. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Pensacola has established an artist-in-residence program. City did this on Tuesday. The initiative is designed to support local artists with dedicated space, resources, and community engagement opportunities to create and showcase their work. So there you go. That's going to be cool. They'll have more information about the application process if you want to become involved, selection criteria, and residency opportunities sometimes of this year. Got a call, not a call, but we got an update that there is a red light out at Gregory and 9th Avenue. I know you're going to do your thing, but I want to jump in here and take care of this real quickly because what I want to do, Austin was showing me, there's a very congested area as you approach 9th and Gregory Streets. You might want to think about shooting the Bayway. Going around that intersection in 9th and Gregory, if you're making your way out to West Pensacola.
Yeah, if you're driving south, north on 9th towards Gregory, there's just a small strip of congestion there. Hopefully it shouldn't hold you up for much longer if you are in that area already. Thank you so much, callers and texters, for letting us know. You can always reach out at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something to think about. Don't want to ruin your day and having to be stuck in traffic or whatever. So just think about some alternative routes getting around it. And you at that location, you can do a lot of different ways. Hey, freezing temps continue, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. Janice Dean has more of your forecast.
A dangerous winter storm that brought all sorts of problems to the central U.S. over the last couple of days is racing towards the mid-Atlantic and the southeast with a mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain. This system will be off the coast later today. Meanwhile, cold air and record cold temperatures continues to spread southward. Cold weather alerts stretch from the northern plains to the Gulf Coast. One more day of dangerous wind chills before the temperatures start to rebound for the weekend. And another round of rain and mountain snow is moving into the northwest and the northern Rockies. I'm Janice Dean
Fox News.
And with it already being 525, we'll go ahead and round this out with the whole traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Yeah, looking at the roads here, outside of that light that's messed up at 9th and Gregory, there's just some minor congestion in the usual spots. As for the weather around here right now, 56 degrees, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny day, but it's going to be a high of 47, low of 29.
I wonder when something like that happens if the Waffle House there makes their business increases. I wonder if people flip into the parking lot and say, I'll just sit this one out.
If it ever gets particularly severe, I'd do it.
Probably so. Hey, SpaceX made history Tuesday night. Carmen Roberts has the story.
The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Full power and liftoff.
About 8 minutes later, the Falcon 9 rocket booster landed on a drone ship in the Bahamas, putting SpaceX squarely in the history books. It was the first time a rocket launched into space in one country, and the rocket booster landed in another. SpaceX says being able to land in the Bahamas allows Falcon 9 to maximize its performance by launching into a southeast trajectory from the Florida Space Coast. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Just real quickly here, after this went down, and you wondered, well, why did it land in Bahamian waters? Well, SpaceX signed a deal with Bahamas to allow its rocket boosters to land in those waters. So a deal had already been struck before it went up.
All righty. And mentioned this before the break, a majority of Floridians planning to take at least one vacation this year. AAA has released a new travel survey that shows 85% of residents in the Sunshine State hope to go on at least one three-day trip in 2025. That's a 2% jump compared to last year. AAA named Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and Tampa among the top spring break destinations for the upcoming season.
Okay, here's something not to be so proud of when it comes to Florida rankings for the third year in a row. Florida ranks number one in motorcycle deaths.
Ooh.
The state saw 9,400 motorcycle crashes in 2024, resulting in 578 fatalities, 8,106 injuries. Florida also saw 1,024 DUI-related motorcycle crashes last year. The state remains the most dangerous for motorcyclists because of policy failures, weak helmet laws, lenient DUI enforcement, and long-ignored crash hotspots are endangering those riders. Watch for motorcyclists before you shift lanes.
Yeah, check twice
for
them, in fact.
Look over there. By golly, just I've seen the horror in being in traffic and seeing a car pull over in front of a motorcyclist.
Right.
And luckily not hitting them. But just got to watch out for motorcyclists.
Right. And the judge in Mayor Eric Adams' federal corruption case isn't yet making a decision on whether to drop the charges against him. Judge Dale Ho ordered Adams and Department of Justice officials to appear at a hearing today in Lower Manhattan to discuss the reasoning behind the DOJ's order to dismiss the case for now. Taking the stand, Adams said, of course, that he was innocent.
Okay, I think it's no secret that our listeners know that you and I both are pet lovers.
Yes.
And I want to pass this story on to you because it's a sad story, but it's a recognizable story for you. A former special ops canine with the Secret Service, that's really considered the most decorated canine in U.S. history, has died at the age of 16, and Ted Linder has the report.
Hurricane, the Belgian Malinois, famously took down a White House intruder back in 2014 as former President Barack Obama and his family were home. For his brave actions, he received scores of awards, including the Department of Homeland Security Secretary's Award for Valor, an honor shared with his handler, former Secret Service Special Operations Officer Marshall Mararchi, who described Hurricane as his best friend. Hurricane was medically retired in 2016 due to injuries sustained during the White House break-in and then became the face of Hurricane's Heroes, a charitable group founded by Mararchi that helps cover medical expenses for retired working dogs. Ted Linder, Fox News.
And I warned you that we'd have multiple reports about the Federal Reserve today. Well, Fed officials concerned about the impact President Trump's recent tariffs will have on inflation. Meeting minutes released Wednesday reveal policymakers decided last month they'd need to see inflation decrease further before cutting interest rates, and they're worried how tariffs could impact this process. The Fed Open Market Committee ultimately opted to hold rates steady during the meeting.
I want to remind you, temperatures in the upper 20s tomorrow morning when you wake up. So that's something to look forward to. I hate stepping out of bed when it's that cold.
You're like, you can look forward to that. I hate it.
Okay, listen, ready for a Community Impact Day. It is coming and it is happening at the Pensacola Young Professionals Nonprofit Expo, Saturday, 11 to 1. They'll do this over at Museum Plaza. If you're not quite sure, it's 120 Church Street in downtown. The expo offers an opportunity to connect with and learn from the diverse nonprofit organizations dedicated to impacting our community. Coming up this Saturday, 11 a.m. downtown.
I'm John Saucier. Billionaire Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency continue to make cuts to the federal government after a federal judge declined to block the agency from accessing government systems and laying off workers, Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
This government, federal government, is long in need of the kind of scrub that is being done to figure out how we can do things better.
Vermont Senator Peter Welch accuses President Trump of going on a lawless rampage and considering making cuts to Medicaid to fund his administration's priorities.
What he is up to is trying to achieve the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth priority of his administration, cutting taxes for billionaires. Literally, that's what he's doing.
The president says that DOGE is cutting wasteful spending. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Italian prosecutors said today they will seek to drop a tax evasion investigation against Google parent Alphabet after the tech giant agreed to pay a $340 million settlement. Milan prosecutors launched an investigation against Google for failure to pay taxes on earnings from 2015 through 2019. Google acknowledged the settlement in the statement, saying it resolves a tax audit without litigation. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 set a record high in back-to-back sessions, and the Dow gained 71 points, and the S&P and NASDAQ both added 14. The average interest rate for 30-year mortgages fell slightly to 6.93%, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Applications to refinance a home dropped 7% for the week, but were 39% higher than the same week a year ago. Crude oil futures for March are above $72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Here are my five best players for the 2025 NFL Draft. Tight end Tyler Warren out of Penn State takes the fifth spot. Bastian Gentry out of Boise State runs his way all the way up to the fourth spot. Next, the 2024 unanimous All-American defensive tackle Mason Graham out of Michigan is the third best player. Then the two-way star Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter finds himself in the second spot. And the preeminent player in this draft is the edge rusher out of Penn State in Abdul Carter. I'm Zach Gelb.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about this really interesting speech that Vice President Vance gave in Munich last Friday. Very sobering speech about the importance of holding the line against censorship and restrictions on freedom that a lot of people misunderstood. But like I said, we talked about that quite a bit. Should the Navarre Beach Bridge have a toll applied to it? Santa Rosa County commissioners are likely to take that up next week. Big changes coming in security for the Mardi Gras parade. We talked about that with Mayor D.C. Reeves. You can catch all of the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. We're dribbling down San Francisco's Mission Street today with Huey Lewis in the news.
Yeah.
Chris Bryan, Austin Price, enjoying these tunes this afternoon. DOH Scambia hosting the 3D mobile mammography bus. Happens tomorrow. I bring this up because it's happening tomorrow at the health clinic on East Olive Road. The program provides free or low-cost mammograms to see if you qualify for those screenings. Here's a number to call, 850-316-2706. And if you go to this thing tomorrow, bundle up, especially if you're going early. Temperatures touching, I want to say, to be safe, lower 30s, something like that.
At least, yeah.
Something like that. You might get worse or in the upper 20s if you're north, up in, you know, the Brad area, something like that.
And, of course, wind chills are going to do you no favors.
Oh, absolutely right. So, anyway, just what I'm saying, make sure you bundle up tomorrow morning when heading out. Austin will dissect the all these temperatures and forecast for us coming up in just a second. Let's talk a little bit of sports, if you don't mind. Tonight, Miami FSU basketball. It is being played in Tallahassee. You can check that game out. ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, 7:30 pregame. They'll tip it off at 8 o'clock in Tallahassee.
Yeah, I was telling you last hour, Chris, I get rivalry implications, and I know Florida State's not great, but Miami's one of the worst teams at the at this level of men's college basketball, I'll put it that way. But also, they're going on the road. I'd be really disappointed if the Noles lost this one.
Okay, while we're talking college b-ball, Brigham Young University unexpectedly defeated Kansas. Wow, that was a shocker.
Yeah.
I was shocked, I'm sorry.
My blood sugar shot up.
Absolutely right. That shouldn't have happened. That just should not have happened. While UConn takes a second-half lead to win against Villanova, Jared Max has the update for you.
Fox Sports Update.
A major upset in college basketball. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. In Provo Tuesday, unranked Brigham Young scored a most lopsided win by 34 points over 23rd-ranked Kansas, which
equals the largest margin of defeat for a Kansas team under Bill Self, and for BYU, the largest margin of victory ever against a ranked opponent, 91-57. BYU.
On ESPN, BYU led Kansas by as many as 38 points. The Cougars picked up their third straight win. Kansas has lost back-to-back games for the first time this season.
That's it. Connecticut was down 53-39, and they felt very much like the back-to-back national champs in the final 11 minutes this evening.
On Fox Sports 1, unranked UConn closed out Villanova, scoring 27 of the game's final 33 points. UConn trailed Villanova 34-26 at halftime, won the game 66-59. Second-ranked Florida improved its record to 23-3 with an 85-63 blowout win over Oklahoma. Fifth-ranked Houston won at Arizona State 80-65. Seventh-ranked Texas A&M lost at number 21 Mississippi State 70-54. Eighth-ranked Iowa State beat Colorado 79-65. Ninth-ranked Texas Tech lost to TCU 69-66. Number 11 Wisconsin waxed Illinois 95-74. 14th-ranked Michigan State defeated number 13 Purdue 75-66. 16th-ranked Marquette mauled Seton Hall 80-56. The NBA will return from the All-Star break tonight. Only one game on the schedule, the Lakers home against the Hornets. LeBron James, who sat out Sunday's All-Star game because of lingering pains in his ankle and foot, listed questionable to play. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Hey, Chris, you want to hear something that's going to make you feel old?
I'm ready.
The Washington Commanders are hiring Jesse Madden. He's the grandson of Pro Football Hall of Famer John Madden. He's been hired to the role of offensive quality control coach. Jesse spent the last 4 years as a backup at the University of Michigan, starting as a QB and moving to defensive back.
I was watching a rerun, a movie or something the other day, with John Madden in it.
Really?
It looked really good to see him again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just an iconic face.
Absolutely.
Iconic voice as well.
Absolutely. And he never liked to fly. He always rode in a bus. He would never
old
fly.
School.
He would never. No, he was scared to fly. He just did not fly, and he used to always do
like
the
my
bus.
Grandma. My grandma always says, "If the Lord wanted me to fly, He'd have given me wings."
There you go. You got a smart grandmother. Let me tell you. Hey, charges filed against several people linked to the robberies of pro athletes across the U.S. I think there were seven involved in this.
Yes.
Jared Max comes back and has more on this story.
The U.S. Department of Justice unsealed a complaint Tuesday in Tampa, Florida, in which seven men from Chile, ranging in age from 20 to 38, part of a South American theft group, were charged with conspiracy to commit interstate transportation of stolen property for allegedly robbing over $2 million worth of valuables from the homes of American star pro athletes. Among the victims, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and tight end Travis Kelce, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, the NBA's Bobby Portis of the Milwaukee Bucks. A player on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was also a victim of the robbery scheme. Police in Minnesota said last week the same alleged thieves are linked to the robbery of the home of the Timberwolves' Mike Conley last September. If convicted, each of the men faces up to 10 years in federal prison. Jared Max, Fox News.
Now, this is something that's interesting. WNBA star Brittany Griner canceled an appearance at a Maryland cannabis convention this week. Organizers of the Women Grow Leadership Summit at the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center say that Griner left after finding a strange message in her hotel room. Local TV outlets report that the message was written on a piece of duct tape stuck to the wall and read, quote, "Gay baby jail." Now, here's where things get interesting. Griner's openly gay, and she spent 10 months in a Russian prison for marijuana possession, of course. But the hotel reportedly told organizers that the tape was just a mean joke left by a previous guest and wasn't targeting Griner. That's a mighty big coincidence if true.
Well, to play both sides of the fence here, they don't know either side.
No. We don't know for sure.
Don't know what's happening there. But it's a good story to talk about.
Yeah.
Definitely roll that one out there. Fox Nation, speaking of rolling out things, Fox Nation is rolling out a new series focused on college football. Here it is.
Fox Nation debuts a new docuseries Wednesday called The Tides That Bind, Inside Alabama Football. It'll spotlight the accounts of the players, coaches, and staff of the Alabama Crimson Tide in their first season after the retirement of legendary coach Nick Saban and first season under coach Kalen DeBoer. Fox Nation got unrestricted access to one of the most storied programs in college football. There are six episodes that will drop weekly through the spring. Episode 1 is titled Faith. It captures the most dramatic high point of the season for the Crimson Tide, their remarkable win over Georgia. A direct-to-consumer on-demand streaming service, Fox Nation says the series will delve behind the scenes of the team as they adapt to a year of unprecedented change. Players are showcased through spring ball, summer workouts, fall camp, and the 2024 season and postseason. Jared Max, Fox News.
geez, they should have reached out to me over that. I've got some pretty passionate views on the Tide. I think I would have made for some good television. 5:45 on the nose here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that's Ricky Stewart. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what we can see. There were some backups at the intersection of 9th Avenue and Gregory because of a faulty light, but those were very minor. As for the weather, 56 degrees, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be chilly. High of 47, low of 29.
Yeah, 5:46, News Radio 92.3. You'll be waking up with the morning team tomorrow in just a cold temperature. It'll be cold when you wake up with our guys for the morning show tomorrow. Andrew is going to be freezing, but he'll keep you warm with a lot of good information. Ba-da-bum. That's where the drum comes in. Yeah, right. Here's one thing. I mentioned this last hour, and I wanted to just replay this in case you missed this. If we're going to have the cold weather come back for a couple of days here, watch adjusting those thermostats at home. It will make a big difference in terms of your power bill and consumption of power. I did the FPNL thing and had somebody do a walkthrough with me and show me how to basically set my thermostats, and especially with the cold weather like this, be very cool with this. Hillary Barsky is back. She's going to give you some information here on how to save some money.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Your utility bills can get steep each month, but there are small steps you can take to reduce them, like unplugging unused appliances, washing your clothes a different way, cooking with certain energy-saving appliances, or setting your thermostat to the right temperature. Another good measure is to try to make sure your heating and cooling systems aren't being overworked by changing your filters on a regular basis and keeping your home's vents clean. And when it's cold outside, it's important to insulate as much of your home as possible. Your attic, floors, and walls are great places to start, and also check that drafts around doors and windows are sealed. And try not to run your dishwasher until it's completely full, or wash your clothes in hot or warm water, which takes a lot of energy. Try to switch to cold water and let your clothes air dry naturally if you can. You don't have to invest in pricey new energy-efficient appliances just to cut down on energy costs, but when you're ready to upgrade, invest in energy-efficient options. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And at around this time every hour, I'd like to remind you once again of your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closing higher today at the closing bell. The Dow gaining 71 points to 44,627. S&P 500 rising 14 points to 6,144. And the NASDAQ gaining 15 to 2056.
Okay, Santa Rosa County Library is assisting residents with those 2024 tax preparations. Volunteers from the free tax assistance company, AARP Tax Aid, will appear at the Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Navarre Libraries. AARP Tax Aid Program provides service to those in the low to middle income with special attention to those ages 60 and older. So take advantage of that when they're, especially if you just don't know how to figure the, they're so complicated sometimes.
Right.
And if it's not an easy form, you do need some help. So go ahead and get it. It's free.
And Apple is unveiling its newest iPhone model. This will not be free. The tech giant put a spotlight on the iPhone 16e. It's aimed to be a more cost-friendly version of the company's current mobile lineup, but is still equipped with Apple's A18 chip, the same processor used in the more expensive iPhone 16 models. Other features include Apple Intelligence and the company's first cellular modem.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Trying to at least keep
adding bells and whistles.
There you go. Escambia County alerting residents after receiving reports of fraudulent text messages targeting the public by people claiming to represent SunPass. Mm. The messages request prompt payment to avoid fees and contain a link to a fraudulent website in an attempt to collect information. Do not click on any of those links. The messages are not sent by SunPass or Escambia County. SunPass does not ask customers, by the way, via text or phone or anything, to make a payment or to take immediate action on their account. So just remember that. Don't click on those links.
And the Senate is confirming Kelly Loeffler as the head of the Small Business Administration. The chamber voted 52-46 to confirm the former Georgia senator. Ahead of her vote, Majority Leader John Thune said America's entrepreneurs are one of our greatest assets and she will be their champion. Loeffler served in the Senate briefly before losing a special election to Senator Raphael Warnock in early 2021.
Okay, developments going on all over the area. I'm growing. Pensacola area is just growing leaps and bounds. New 125-home single-family residential subdivision is being proposed adjacent to Ascend Performance Materials and the ECUA Central Water Reclamation Facility. Ready Land Company filed preliminary plans for the 48-acre parcel off Old Kim Strand Road. The Escambia Development Review Committee is meeting to review those plans.
And one of the most puzzling headlines you will probably report on today, Trump Media and the social media company Rumble are suing a Brazilian Supreme Court justice. The lawsuit claims Justice Alexandra de Moraes censored a well-known politically outspoken user of Rumble. De Moraes' clash with tech billionaire Elon Musk last year led to Brazil's blocking of his own social media platform, X. The new lawsuit says that Trump Media's platform, Truth Social, relies on Rumble's infrastructure, so shutting it down in Brazil would interfere with Trump Media, too.
Okay, 551, News Radio 92.3. What do you think about the potential of putting tolls on the Navarre Causeway Bridge?
I mean, obviously, the less money you have to pay, the better.
Santa Rosa commissioners holding an important meeting on Monday addressing potential tolls on the bridge. Commissioners will look at putting $1.5 million set aside to pay for the PD&E study and eventually construct a new bridge.
Wow.
Got to have money to do it.
Yeah. Simple as
that. I wonder what they'll set the toll at if that passes.
Hopefully it won't
and
be that.
And how they go about setting the toll.
Hopefully it won't be that Manhattan $9 thing going on.
We have a story coming up next time.
I know.
About that not going to happen.
551 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, United Healthcare facing a pretty hefty fine. Those fellas just can't seem to stay out of the headlines. We've got details on the reason for the fine and more coming up in just a couple minutes.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Pair of stoner actors got together for one last time. You love these guys. Michelle Polino explains.
The late 70s Up and Smoke comedy duo of Cheech and Chong are back in a new buddy documentary, Cheech and Chong's Last Movie, chronicling the career of the iconic stoner duo.
The first rock and roll comedians, no doubt about it.
Cheech and Chong!
You sure we're going the right way?
The logline reads, Cheech and Chong's last movie defies documentary expectations, offering a wildly imaginative take on genre convention. A true-life tale told through a mix of animation and archival madness, the movie traces the enduring legacy of the pioneering comics Cheech Marin and Tommy Chong. The film is out April 20th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
5:55 here. We'll get one last very quick check of the roads and weather for you. Typically seeing our traffic issues die down around this time every afternoon. Do have some minor congestion on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, there ain't much going on, though. As for the weather, 56 degrees, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny but very cold day, high of 47, low of 29.
5:56, News Radio 92.3 in 3 days. Science Saturdays returning to the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. The sessions target students in grades 3 to 7. Absolutely free to attend. On Saturday, we will meet Dr. Matt Johnson and his session featuring roller coasters. So I'm all ready for that one. Hey, fire and the folks over at the Fire Aid concert. Remember they did this, I think it was like last week, 2 weeks ago or so? They're announcing the total money that they raised for that benefit concert for various LA nonprofits helping with wildfire recovery. And Michelle Polino has more on the story for us.
Fire Aid, the benefit concert that raised $100 million for LA wildfire relief, has announced its first $50 million in grants to support housing, food access, and disaster recovery. The January 30th show featured Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, Dr. Dre, No Doubt, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and more, drawing 50 million viewers across 28 networks. Donations came from ticket sales, sponsors, and text-to-donate campaigns, with Clippers owner Steve Ballmer matching all live broadcast gifts, including $1 million from U2. Grants range from $10,000 to $50,000, with future funds planned for long-term rebuilding. Organizations like Project Camp, which provides trauma care for children, are among the recipients. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, United Healthcare facing a $3.4 million fine. Insurance regulators in North Carolina found that the health insurer let patients wrongly face excessive bills for out-of-network healthcare. The North Carolina Department of Insurance says United Healthcare should have protected patients from balance billing.
Okay, and we cover it up in 2 days. It's that new mint-flavored treat coming to a drive-thru near you. We're talking about the Girl Scouts Wendy's getting together and offering the new limited edition Thin Mints Frosty. That swirl goes on sale Friday, day after tomorrow, and so I'm ready for that one. Hey, Derek Kaufman has your TMZ Breaking News Minute today.
I'm Derek Kaufman, and this is the TMZ Minute. A$AP Rocky was found not guilty, even though at least one juror believed a crime may have occurred. The juror noted there were some doubts about the missing gun and the credibility of the prosecution's witnesses. Rocky's attorney insists the case was weak from the start, and it sounds like jurors quickly leaned towards acquittal. Cassie announced on Instagram that she's expecting her third child, sharing a sweet photo with her daughters kissing her baby bump. The happy news comes amid her legal battles with ex-Diddy, including her role in a federal case against him. Cassie and her husband, Alex Fine, married back in 2019. Zach Bryan got into a heated exchange at a New York City bar Monday night after losing multiple rounds of pool, and the tense moment was caught on video. The country star grew frustrated over being filmed and made a controversial remark before his friends de-escalated the situation. No punches were thrown, but the drama unfolded right under a massive Taylor Swift 2024 banner. I'm Derek Kaufman, and that was the TMZ Minute.
And Elon Musk says he will ask President Trump about a proposed Doge dividend. He made the comment in a post on his social media platform X. Musk was responding to an investment firm CEO who pitched the idea of a tax refund check for $5,000 be sent to every taxpayer funded by savings from the Department of Government Efficiency after its expiration in 2026. Musk added, obviously, the president is the commander-in-chief, so this is entirely up to him.
Okay, nothing like celebrating at a Mardi Gras parade than having to retrieve your vehicle after it was towed along the parade route. This could just ruin your whole night. This scenario could play out for you if you are parking in the wrong place for the downtown Mardi Gras parades. Pensacola is closing more roads this year to increase security. For the first time, Pensacola is going to close Main Street for the parade and other road closures we pushed out one block from the previous years. Pensacola has two parades, of course, Crew of Lafitte, Friday, Feb 28th, and then the Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade Saturday, March the first. Have a great time. It's going to be a great Mardi Gras season here. So coming up in about 12 minutes, we'll take a look at some more information, especially about Santa Rosa authorities.
95.3 and AM 1620, News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.